Blog Talk Radio.
On the line with Chrissy. Hey, Chrissy.
Hey, boo.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. No complaints. How was yours?
It was good. Anything special?
Oh, my gosh. I saw Ronda Rousey get knocked out last night. That joint was crazy.
Yeah, I've been seeing memes flying
UFC
around.
Fan.
Ronda, are you okay?
I don't think when she got up, she knew where she was.
She probably did not, but that, yeah.
But it was an excellent fight. Congrats to Holly Holm, now the new bantamweight world champion.
Woohoo! If we had an applause, I'd do it, but you get the idea.
Right. Hashtag fight like a girl. Did you do anything fun?
I did. I had a very eventful weekend outside of the hospital. Not me. I wasn't in the hospital.
You should have saw my face drop. What?
So aside from that, it was a baby shower to celebrate a new life. We also did the auto show, and that was fun. The Miami auto show, I got to sit in my car for the picture, which is going to go on my vision board. The what?
Was that the one that was the Kia you sent?
No, girl, I don't want no Kia. It was a cute Kia, but no.
The Kia was nice.
It was a very nice Kia, but my car is a Range Rover. That is my dream car, so I had my photo in it, and that one's going on my vision board, which ties into what we're talking about tonight. Woohoo!
Woo!
So
So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's topic we are going to be discussing all things positive and how to get to the next step in your life where you want to be. So it's all about productivity, staying positive, and focused on what you want. And I'm glad you mentioned the vision board, because at the beginning of this year, me, you, and Kayla, we all sat down and created our vision boards, and we discussed them. Even though we're not in the same place, it was still fun to talk about.
It was so fun, yes.
It was. And we all had different things on there, like education, financial goals, health and beauty, relationships, all that stuff. So, anything that we wanted to come to fruition for 2015. So, I remember, I think it was Kayla that told us about The Secret.
Yeah, I don't remember who brought it up, but I know we all discussed
either.
It.
But The Secret is actually a best-selling book from 2006 by Rhonda Byrne. I think that's how you pronounce it, her last name, B-Y-R-N-E. And it's about making life changes and attaining wealth, happiness, and health. And this book sold more than 19 million copies worldwide, and then it was made
into... I wish I wrote the book.
I know, right? And it was turned into like a short documentary, but it's based on the law of attraction, and that's The Secret. What you think, what you put out, is what you're going to attract. It's like the universe knows.
Right. And it's all about just pretty much taking all of those elements and cultivating your happiness. So with that, I would love to introduce our guest caller, our guest speaker tonight. But before I do that, I want to make sure that if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, whatever, they can chime in with us. The guest call-in is 347-855-8793. You can also chat live with us on the air. And our guest tonight is, I'll say, the cultivator of happiness. She resides here in Miami, and her name is Jocelyn Lopez. How are you, Ms. Jocelyn?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I was like, is she there?
I'm here.
Just listening. That's so interesting what you guys were saying. Because I remember actually going to Maya's house and looking at her vision board and, like, talking to her about it as well. So that's funny.
And I have to share this, too. I think it's so funny because I don't think a lot of people ever think of others when they do their vision board. It's always, okay, well, I want to make sure it encompasses what I want to come into fruition for me. She had me on her vision board, and I thought it was so cute. And what she had posted actually came into fruition. It was
for
my boo piece. No.
Oh, my gosh, that is so awesome.
It was really crazy because I had photoshopped her picture and, like, a picture of her in a car. In the type of car that I thought the guy she would date would be in. And it was really funny because I put it, and I wanted to include that just a vision board is super important, and that's like the goal, the vision. But other things are entitled to that. Like, there's more to a vision board. So what I did with Kimaya and trying to make that manifest that into her life is that she would come in to work or where we were meeting up, and I was like, so what are you doing with your weekend in the boo? And she would be like, I don't have a boo. And then I would be like, yes, you do. What are you guys doing this weekend? And she'd be like, okay, we're going to the beach. And we played that game for, like, good 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And before we knew it, like, she was actually doing those things. And I was actually asking her, what are you doing this weekend? And she was like, I'm going to go away with him. And it actually came true. But it was so important that others were involved in that.
That is awesome. It was speaking life into the situation.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
Yeah. That was awesome. But yeah, some of the things that I do with coming to manifest stuff from my vision board and trying to make that happen is definitely using my affirmations. But not just that, I have a calendar next to my vision board or around my vision board. Is what I do is I put stuff that I want. So, like, I want to travel for work. So I would put on my calendar on, like, a random day in the beginning of the month. I would pick a random day and put, like, oh, pack everything for the trip. And don't forget to pack shoes because it's going to be cold. Or for my house, I'll put, like, buy light bulbs for the new room or go to Home Depot for new paint. So although I don't have the house yet, the calendar helps that, I feel.
Awesome way. I think those are really, really good tools to kind of help utilize and put things into play so that it becomes a habit in your everyday life.
Definitely. So do you have any daily affirmations that have worked for you or you've heard from people that have been very good that you could share with us?
Yeah. So I love affirmations. I feel like affirmations are huge because in everything, the words of speaking and just speaking has that power of speaking things into existence. So although seeing them and feeling them is important, I feel that the most powerful thing we can do is speak things into existence. So as far as my affirmations go, I daily listen to just YouTube, a bunch of them, but I have this one thing that I always read to myself, and I have it like on my computer, on a sticky note, and in my car, and everywhere. And it's about financial freedom. So I'll read it to you guys. It says, money flows freely and continuously from different sources into my life because I am a money magnet and I'm happy. So that one.
Hashtag that money one, magnet.
Yes, and I love that. And people call me that. And I feel like I am financially stable now and I'm actually in a place where I'm able to help others and do things like that. And that's really important for me. And I feel like it is because it's a routine, you know. It's like working out. You work out every day, you start seeing results.
And when you talk about the finances, Chrissy, I think we talked about it when we all made our vision boards. It was something that they actually did in the video for The Secret. I was like, I'm going to try the whole check thing, the guy who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. I actually tried that myself. So I was like, I'm not going to do one for $1 million, but I'll do one. So we'll see how that works out. Found a random check and I printed it out online, and I didn't realize what the check number was, but the date that I wrote on it was 2/28/15. So that was the date I planned on getting this money. And I was like, I'm going to do it for, let's just say, $5,000. So that's what I wrote on the check. And on the bottom in the memo, I wrote, ask to leave, receive. And wrote my name on it, little smiley face, all that jazz. And I think on, I don't remember what day I went, but I wasn't expecting too much back from a tax return or anything because I was like, I also do a lot of independent contractor work, so I expect to have to pay a lot back. This lady does my taxes, and she's like, oh, you should be getting back about $5,000. I was like, are you kidding me? So she does direct deposit on my check. I guess she took all of her stuff off the top because I never remember paying her anything directly. But when it hit the direct deposit after all her funds were taken out, it was like 200 shy of $5,000. And it hit on 2/28/15.
Wow. Oh, my wow. God.
Yeah, so I was like, crazy. That's crazy. I had the check posted, like, on my door, and I would look at it every day, and I'd be like, okay, it's coming, it's coming. And sure enough, it actually came on that date, which I thought was pretty interesting.
That's awesome.
One thing that I have been doing lately is I started school again, and one, I'm paying for this myself, so there's no room for error. So I posted on my desk at work the grade range to get an A, and I'm not obsessing over it, but I just happen to be in that range. I'm just like, I'm walking around, I'm like, I'm not a B student, I'm an A student, I'm an A student, and that's what's happening. It's just kind of like,
wow.
I'm like, wow, I should have done this in undergrad.
Didn't you say the other day you don't flirt with B's?
I don't flirt with anything with a minus sign in front of it. No. A student.
That's awesome.
Now, as far as those people just said who may kind of have a negative outlook, let's say, on maybe a family situation or a self-esteem issue, what types of affirmations or even activities, I guess you could say, would you suggest to those people to kind of help them cultivate happiness and create a better outlook on their situation?
Okay. So that's a great question, Kamaya. There's a lot of times where it's hard to be positive, and it's hard. You can read an affirmation, a lot, and you're just not feeling it there. So I feel that what you can do with that is actually do have an activity, but if you have to remember that every complaint you make is a negative affirmation. So although you can be super positive all day, if you're also making complaints, you're making negative affirmation. And someone told me that about a year ago, and it blew my mind because I was like, wow, like when I complain, like I'm tired, I'm sleepy, this and this, and I'm affirming those things. So I feel that the first thing you have to do is not speak it into existence. So if you're having a situation that you are having a hard time with, don't speak negative about it. You know, I think they touched this on The Secret, but if you, like if a kid is behaving bad and you go and you tell your neighbor, oh, this kid is behaving so bad, you're reaffirming that. So I think if you can't do a positive affirmation and you're really not seeing the light on the situation, at least definitely have self-awareness of not speaking it into more existence, like kind of letting it go. And little by little, you'll start to see a change, but definitely do not affirm more to it.
So it's like not projecting negativity.
Exactly. Like, don't repeat it over and over again. Like, if you can't see something positive about it, then definitely don't add to it. Like, don't tell people about it. If you can actually, when they tell you, oh, it's getting better, you know, it's getting better, that's, like, a good answer. But definitely don't.
Kind of like your grandma always says, the power of life and death is in the tongue. So make sure whatever comes out of your mouth, you're projecting positive.
Yeah, definitely. And I know it's hard when you're having like a situation, you want to speak about it, you want to complain about it. It almost seems like a habit, but you really, really, if you don't, it makes a huge difference. I've seen people transform situations just by not speaking about it, and I've actually, like, tested this with some of my students, and I was like, why don't you try, like, not speaking about it for a week? like if your boyfriend is doing something you don't like, or, you know, you have a situation, don't speak about it to your friends. Don't call your friends and talk about it. Just say it's getting better. And within like 2-3 weeks, the situation completely turned around and they called me and they're like, wow, like that was crazy. I never believed like this could happen. And I was like, it's just about not because your power, the emotions that you're feeling and the fact that you're speaking it, that's already making it like worse. So don't want to do that.
Awesome.
Okay.
But, I mean, okay, so if someone's going through a tough time and they don't speak about it, like what's something that they can do to, I guess, let the emotion or the feeling out without, you know, speaking negativity into it? Because, like you said, not talking to anyone about it. But
right.
Feel things.
Right. So, like, I'm not talking about, like, big situations. Obviously, you need to vent and try to get better situation. And obviously, you don't want to, like, just not speak about it at all. But you don't want to speak about it in a negative light. Like, there's three views to this story. Like, for example, if I'm having a hard time at work and I call you and I'm like, I'm having the worst day ever. My job is the worst job ever. I'm already making it worse. But if I'm like, hey, I'm having a bad day at work, you know, this and this is what made a bad day. I'm speaking facts instead of speaking, like, general terms, like, this is the worst job ever, this is never going to change, making the situation completely, like, it's never going to change, because when you're upset, that's what you do, so you have to kind of have awareness of, like, not speaking facts, and even when you start to speak the facts, you will see that maybe it's either not that bad, or you can actually change it, like, if I'm like, hey, I'm having a bad day, because my boss, you know, I didn't get something done and, man, she made it such a big deal. And then I'm like, well, I didn't get that done, you know, and I realized, like, why she made it a big deal I realized that she's upset. She might be better tomorrow. I give room. But if I'm like, she is the worst boss ever. She's always in a bad mood. She never appreciates me. You know, I'm creating all of that. So tomorrow, most likely, she won't still appreciate me. I don't know if you're seeing where I'm going.
You'll be working for the Devil Wears Prada, basically.
Yeah. You don't want to make general terms about stuff.
That makes me think about one of my coworkers was having a horrible time just from the micromanagement, and then there was an individual on her team that she described as a rotten egg. I was reading this book called Pieces Every Step, The Path of Mindfulness in Everyday Life, and there was a portion in the book, and it was just like the monk, he was describing how he was outside in the snow and then went back into his house and realized the windows were open and all the cold air had blew into the house, so he closed the windows and sat down and warmed up by the fireplace. And the way he applied it to life is that, you know, sometimes your windows are open and you're letting all this negative energy in. So you have to close the windows to block it out. And I was just like, that is so, like, the simple analogy, but it was, like, spot on. So I told my coworker, I'm like, dude, your windows are open. Close the windows.
That was your aha moment.
Yes. She closed the windows and got a new job and left. I was like, you mastered it and you moved on quickly.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's an awesome analogy.
I just think somebody would. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I think part of cultivating your happiness, and what I tell my students all the time, is curiosity is the only state that can get you out of any state. So if you're sad about anything or if you're upset about something, instead of feeling that emotion, if you can get curious about why you feel that emotion, you will not only stop feeling the emotion that you're currently feeling, but you will actually, like, get a lot of clarity if you just try to get curious about it. So, like, you know, if I'm having a bad day, I'll be like, why am I having a bad day? And I will, like, kind of think about it, and it will help me clear what I need to exit in my life or how it happened. I think curiosity is such an amazing, amazing tool.
Well, you kind of answered
just
the question I was going to ask. So just to piggyback off of what you just said, what about those who, okay, I'm going to be curious, I'm going to think about why let's just use work again as an example, why I feel like I had such a bad day at work. Now, it could be that they were part of the reason there was a bad day, but they just don't want to own up to that. So what types of ways or what steps could be made for them to be able to really kind of assess the situation and be able to look at it like, okay, I know what I did and I need to change this and change my way of thinking?
Okay. So there's three types of, like, when you're upset or something, when you're, like, stressed out about something, there's, like, three solutions to it. Either you can change your attitude, you can change the situation, or you can kind of change those around you. So I would say in a case where you're not sure what it is, you can't change, like, the weather. You know, you can't change, like, you know, your car broke down. Stuff that you don't have control over. It's so important that you have awareness of, like, okay, what does that really mean? And when I mean curiosity, I mean, like, okay, if I had a bad day and I had a bad day because my boss was in a bad mood, I could take that even further and be like, well, what was it about her mood that bothered me? Well, you know, she was, the tone that she spoke to me in, you know, was not good. And I could be like, well, why did she talk to me in that tone? Well, maybe she's having a bad day herself, or maybe her boss is upset with her. So it gives me a little bit of empathy. And then I'm like, well, what could I have done differently? You know, when you start to get curious and you start to ask your mind a lot of repetitive questions, you start to come up with the answer and then things get real clear. I know it sounds hard at first, but once you get into the habit of just getting really, really curious about, like, I really want to know why she did that and why did it bother me that she did that? Once you start cultivating that curiosity, you start to get really clear about things. So you start to realize that maybe it was you, or that you took it too hard, or that you could change certain things. So I think, again, if you're curious about it, it definitely helps out.
Good advice. Really good advice.
Very good advice. Did you have any additional questions about anything, Chrissy? Because I think that Joseli has an exercise for us.
Oh, I like exercises.
Okay.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, I do. I actually do have an exercise. It's one that I did when I was taking one of my classes at a seminar, and I thought it was really cool because it kind of got me thinking. I'm very financially, like, I think financially, that was my biggest weakness. I was very, like, I didn't understand how to do finances, I was on my own. I was paying everything on my own and working two jobs, and things got really crazy. And I was like, why don't I ever have enough money? So that was a big issue for me. I feel like for a lot of us, you know, financial freedom is a lot. And I realized, like, when I asked my teacher, I was like, well, why, if you're saying anything is possible and if I put it on my vision board, it's going to happen, why is it not happening for me? And she was like, well, you're probably blocking it. And I was like, I would never block it. Like, why would I ever block money? Never, never, you're crazy. And she was like, well, let's take a deeper look. And that's kind of what I want to do with you guys and with our listeners today, is take a deeper look and make sure that we're not blocking our blessings. So I have a fun way of doing that.
Yay. Awesome. Okay.
Let's go for it.
Okay. So if you guys have a pen and a paper handy, you're just going to draw a line down the pen. And you're going to put on one side the female person in your life that was like a role model or raised you. For me, it would be my mom, but maybe it was a grandma or an aunt or just somebody that was in your life when you were younger that was a female version, like a female person.
Okay.
And then on the other side, you're going to do a male. So for me, it would be my dad, but maybe it's a grandfather or an uncle or, you know, family friend that was in your life. I'll give you guys a few minutes. Okay.
Mom, we're pretty
and
easy.
And then, I know some people get fancy. Okay. So then you're going to write all of those things that person said about money. So, for example, things that you just heard them. So take a minute and think about things you've heard them say in relation to money, financial wealth, anything. So for me, like, my mom would always be like, God will provide, somehow we will always have, if you work hard, money will come, just certain things like that that my mother would say. My father, on the other hand, he would be like, there's never enough money, money doesn't go on trees, you have to work hard, there's not enough money, we just don't have enough, stuff like that. So my mom said some stuff too, so kind of just write everything that comes to mind when you think, okay, like I remember that one time we were in the candy store and my mom said this about money. So just anything in general that people said about money. So on the right side, you're going to do the father figure in your life, and then in the left, you're going to do your mom or grandma or, you know, whoever it was that.
Okay.
Then we'll take a couple of minutes. Okay. So I don't know. Do you guys need a few minutes, or are you guys good?
We're good.
Mhm. I'm fine.
Christina, you're good too. Okay. Yeah. So now I kind of I want you to understand that all of those things that they said was based on their beliefs about money. So although it might be subconsciously you don't think those things, like there's not enough money, or money doesn't go on trees, or money is dirty. Money is the root of all evil. None of those things. More money, more problems. Those things were affirmations that they did to you. So subconsciously, that's when you started your beliefs about money. So all those things, whether you're aware or not, are ingrained in you as far as money. So if they are really negative things, those things could be blocking, you know, your financial freedom. So what we're going to do with those things, and I kind of want you to circle those things that you consciously kind of know that you've heard yourself said, or you kind of think they're true. So circle those things that you think, you know, these things I kind of keep with me.
Okay.
And then what you do with those is you kind of fix them. So because now you're old enough to realize whether these statements are true or not, you're old enough to really see that you do deserve wealth, and that, you know, money is not the root of all evil, and it's not money, more problems. And you really want to open the door for, you know, just for happiness and to be able to be freedom, to have financial freedom. So like for me, work hard for money or you won't have is something my dad said all the time, and it's something I say to my sister often. So what I did with that statement is I put work hard, I will always have. So instead of putting I won't have, I put I will always have. So I fixed it. For I know that one of my students had never money doesn't grow on trees, and she put money doesn't grow on trees, it grows in my pocket. So what you want to do is change the way you look at things. So if you see something negative, you want to find a way so that it's funny, because it's funny, your mind, every time you think of that subconsciously or consciously, your mind will fix it for you, and you will clear out that blockage that was there from the time you were younger. So I'll give you like a few minutes to do that, but you definitely want to try to make it as funny. Even if it's something really silly, you definitely want to try to fix it so that you can open those blockages.
That was an awesome exercise. I hate to cut it short, but we're being rushed off the air.
Okay.
So, Jocelyn, is there any way that everybody can reach you, social media, that they can reach out
definitely.
To you for any like one-on-ones?
Yeah, you can find me in my Instagram, that's where I am, or also Facebook, but my name is Jocelyn, it's a little hard to spell, so Y-O-S-S-E-L-L-Y, and then the last name is Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z.
All right, so that's at Jocelyn Lopez on Instagram. You can follow her there for some positive affirmations during the day. You also said on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So Facebook and Instagram. Jocelyn, thank you so much for being on with us tonight.
And,
thank you. We probably appreciate it.
And unfortunately, we have been officially kicked off, so hopefully this is being recorded so everybody can chime in. The exercise was awesome. Feel free to go back and listen to the archive so that you can redo the exercise if necessary. And we're going to close out. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Have a great night.
Have a good night. Bye.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to do.